But one day I'll tell you something funny happened. I had a dream. And that's the last thing I'm going to tell. I had a dream. And because now that we're up on the Puppet Masters today.
Did you meet the Puppet Maharaj?
The Puppet Maharaj, yes. Oh, yes. I was told that when I was 3 years old, I was sitting on his lap and he fed me on my birthday some rava. Vishnu Master told me, of course I don't remember. I have a picture of myself and my uncle and aunt in Sakori. But I don't remember. But when I was 11, I remembered. I mean, I saw him. I saw Upasi Maharaj when I was 11 years old. He'd come to Pune. He'd come to Sadashiv Patil, the people I was talking about a minute ago, in their home. And mother and I sat in the tonga and went for his darshan. He was by himself in this room, which could be half the hall, up to where Rabia and Devana are. And he was seated in the corner, gunny sacks and playing. And I was startled because I didn't know he was so fair complexioned like my father. I didn't know he was fair complexioned. But he was seated in that favorite posture of his, and he looked up like this at me. But that was typical of him, I was told. So I just went and bowed and took darshan by placing my hands near his feet. And doing. So again, he looked like that. But then I realized that at the time that he looked so much like my father. My father, at a certain age, not long before he passed away, when he had to be carried on a chair into the bathroom for bath and things, my father, I mean. So seated on a chair with. Only covered here, my father, I mean. I've seen him like that. And then I said, Upasi Maharaj's picture very much like that. And I said, hey, Meno, well, when did you take a picture of father? Bobo? This is picture. She says, that's not Bobo, that's Upasi Maharaj. Such a similarity. But the complexion, you can't tell in pictures, you know. That's the trouble. But he was very complex.